So while Santa and his elf workforce are preparing for Christmas, others will impersonate him at malls, public squares, even on home visits. But in Berlin, there is a Santa shortage. Here's NPR's Rob Schmitz.
Most of the people involved in the Santa business are not doing it for money. They're like Petra Henkert, a Santa agent whose day job is an assistant at an e-learning business. Henkert is busy preparing for Christmas Eve. That's when thousands of families in a local tradition expect Santa to pay a house call. And that's where Henkert comes in. Amidst the holiday rush, she meets me on her lunch break at a cafe near her office.
Da gab es in Hochzeiten 500, 600 Studenten.
Henkert says that up until a few years ago, the 500 or so Santas under her watch didn't ask for much. Like her, they did it because they were filled with Christmas spirit.
But now supply and demand regulate the market, and that's a very dangerous development. One agency has chosen to keep prices at 45 euros per Santa visit, but I've had to go up to 66. Others are asking for up to 120 euros.
That's more than $130. Berlin's economy has been booming, and the spirit of capitalism is now fueling the local Santa market. What's worse, the number of people willing to play Santa dropped precipitously when a student union that traditionally supplied candidates stopped doing so last year. Henkert went from 500 Santas visiting 6,000 families to what are now 200 trying to meet the needs of 8,000. It was a code red Santa emergency. Berlin's Santa agencies convened, and like members of OPEC, they set a pricing scheme so they could all benefit equally. They called it Santa's Honor Code. But this has not helped the Santa shortage.
Ho, ho, ho.
At a workshop in the Neukölln neighborhood of Berlin, Santa arrives to train a handful of apprentices how to act like him.
From out of the forest I appear to proclaim that Christmas time is here.
Santa, real name Tim Zander, stands in the doorway ringing a bell and holding a golden book. And he does not break character when giving pointers on how to channel your inner Santa.
Also besonders gut kommt ein epochaler
A really epic arrival is good, just like the one I performed, complete with the bells, the ho-ho-hos, and a heavy knock on the door.
A handful of Santa applicants, one wearing a full Santa suit, sit around a conference table taking notes. This workshop is run by the agency Santas to Go, which, as its name implies, is trying to streamline Berlin's Santa industry. In return for a modest service fee, the agency connects families with Santas who live in the same neighborhood. Their website looks like a combination of Uber and a sort of Santa dating site. Its founder, 32-year-old Frederick Tolle, shows a PowerPoint filled with advice for his trainees.
Always be prepared for the tough questions from your clientele. Where are the reindeer? Is your beard real? And in the worst-case scenario, just avoid the question altogether and sing a song instead.
Tolle says his Santa numbers are down this year, too.
Basically, the entrance barriers, they are not so high. I mean, you need a proper costume. You need to be okay with children.
A 62-year-old Santa applicant named Bernd seems to tick all the boxes once the organizers dress him in a Santa outfit and ask him to do a test run.
Ho, ho, ho. Vom Walde weit, da komm ich her. Es weihnachtet sehr. Den Rest des Gedichtes weiß ich nicht mehr.
He enters reciting the traditional poem Santa recites in Germany, but he forgets one of the lines. He stumbles for a second, but quickly suggests they forget the poem and move on to O Christmas Tree.
Was haltet ihr von O Tannenbaum?
Aber gerne, lieber Weihnachtsmann.
O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum.
It's a smooth, confident transition, one the jolly one himself would make. And by the end of training, Berndt's hired. Now part of a vanishing elite spreading Christmas cheer through Berlin. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.